أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون صدق الله العظيم. Till describing to us some of the scenes of the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will seal the mouths, seal the tongues, and people's limbs will begin to speak and give evidence against them. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ, that if we willed, then we could have obliterated their eyes. In other words, we could have destroyed their eyes. That is in this material world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes to see the great ni'mats and the qudrats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see all manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power, to see the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows upon us and to appreciate these ni'mats that Allah ta'ala has given. But nay, man does not use these eyes for these purposes. We use these eyes to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the truth and the reality is this, that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so willed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have snatched away the eyes, and obviously we would have been left blind. And being left blind, then we would have used our other organs to break the commandments of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have snatched that and transformed that into something else, and the result is we would have been totally crippled. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that we break the commandments of Allah, man commits kufr, disbelief in Allah, man is disobedient to Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still showers His mercies upon us. Allah still showers His favors, His boons, and His ni'mats upon us. Bishr Hafi was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, on the plains of Arafat, I heard this one person make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gist of the dua was, he was saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, how many ni'mats you have given me, that even if I have to make sajda upon thorns, then I would not be able to appreciate one-tenth of the ni'mats. Nay, Allah, not even 100th of the 100th of the ni'mats that you have given. Then this person began to lift his hands and he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kam qad zaliltu falam adhkurka fi dhilali wa anta ya maliki bil ghaybi tadhkuruni. He's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, how many sins have I not committed? How many times have I slipped? How many times have I erred? I've made mistakes, I've committed sins, I broke your commandments. And in that state, I had forgotten you totally, O Allah. But Allah, you have never forgotten me. O Allah, you still have given me those ni'mats. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us on the day of Qiyamah also, that I gave you these eyes to see all these ni'mats. You abused it, you broke my commandments, you committed kufr, you were disobedient. Then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, if I had taken those eyes away, فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطِ, then they would have run towards the way. But فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ, but how would they have been able to see? They would have never been able to see the path to move forward. They would have never been able to go anywhere. Furthermore, Allah says, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, and then if we so desired, we could have distorted them, we could have distorted them, we could have transformed them into apes, into khanazir, into swines. We could have transformed their limbs, we could have made them totally crippled wherever they were. فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيَّا, then they would have never been able to find their path going forward. وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and no would they have been able to return. So there on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this very great qudrat of Allah, that each one of our senses, each one of our organs, each one of our limbs, every aspect of our body, are in the total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given it to us so that we may become obedient to Allah, we may appreciate the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we may appreciate the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Despite the fact we do not do so, despite the fact we misuse all these ni'mats of Allah's, these senses, these organs, these limbs that Allah has given us, we use it sometimes against the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But by and large, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not snatched them away, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time to, and Allah has given us respite to take the same hands, to lift it towards Allah, to take the same heart, turn it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the same tongue, make tawbah and istighfar, take the same eyes and begin to look at these ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us, and this is the time that Allah has given us. So again and again we say the same thing, that now when we read Surah Yasin, it should be a different recitation. Now we should ponder about all these ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, this power and the might that Allah has. If Allah exercises it, we'll be totally destroyed. But Allah ta'ala gives us respite, and Allah ta'ala gives us the chances. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.